Blog Talk Radio.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing. Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me. For every blessing.
For every blessing.
Given to me.
Given to me.
For every valley.
For every valley.
You used to train.
For me.
Send me.
Come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Oh, come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me.
For every blessing.
For every blessing.
Given to me.
Given to me.
For every valley.
For every valley.
You used to strengthen me. I don't deserve your love. Your tender mercy.
Boy.
strength. I stand amazed at your power, so amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power, so amazing, amazing. So
hallelujah, 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 glory to God. Lord, you're so amazing, so amazing. Hallelujah. Come on, family. Let's give God our praise, glory, and honor because he's worthy of our praise. Amen. In the name of Jesus, won't you just open up your mouth and shout glory, hallelujah, this morning, amen, because you have breath, the breath of life flowing through your body that you are here. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory to your name, Father. Have your way right now, God. Have your way, Lord. Let us say welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and our admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh, Lord. We thank you, oh, God, for every breath that we take and every beat of our heart, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Lord, you didn't have to do it. You touched us, oh, God, but you did. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you touch every heart and mind that's on the call today, oh, God. Holy Spirit, walk every house, amen. Walk every room, amen. It's sitting in every car right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Heavenly Father, we come to be changed on today, oh, God. Oh, Lord, search our hearts and souls this day, oh, God, in spirit, oh, God, if you find any wicked will error in us, oh, Lord, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh, God. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, do what only you can do, oh, God, and change us, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we come praying with a heart of repentance this morning, a heart of thanksgiving and a heart of forgiveness. Lord, we repent right now. We turn to our wicked ways, oh, God. Lord, we ask to receive forgiveness right now, according to 1 John 1:9, your word says that we confess our sins, oh God, you're faithful to deliver us from them, forgive us all our sins and all unrighteousness. So right now, hallelujah, we confess our sins and we receive forgiveness right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We come against every hindering spirit on the line, every unteachable spirit, every spirit of frustration, procrastination, limitation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every spirit of destruction. And we command you to cease your work and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command our spirit of sickness, ache, pain, discomfort, disease, violence, and inflammation, hallelujah, infirmity, and affliction to cease your work and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every spirit. We command you to cease your work, spirit of oppression, spirit of depression, spirit of worry, spirit of anxiety. Hallelujah. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every spirit of rebellion, wrath, disbelief, every fighting spirit, familiar spirit, spirit of rebellion, hallelujah, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every spirit of shame, guilt, and condemnation, accused on a brethren, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we decree and declare his deliverance be permanent, and we decree and declare my faith in the blood of Jesus Christ and the finished work that we are free and that we are free indeed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you release your war and angels to war against any spirit that's trying to stop our prayers from being answered this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By our combined faith this morning, we declare in the crowd, hallelujah, that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Holy Father, we ask in Jesus' name as we reach your word this morning. Lord, we ask that you open up our understanding, oh God, and bless you with revelation and knowledge, amen, and wisdom of your word so that we can apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask you another scripture to take root of and manifest in us mind, mind, soul, and spirit, and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you keep us in perfect peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the craft that it is so, and it shall be no other way. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, and all the movements in our house right now, over every road we will travel on today, every vehicle, form of transportation, that we may use on today. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over right now, and we declare the craft that we are blessed by going out and coming in, wherever the blood of Jesus Christ is, the enemy can't come in. So we declare the craft that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. And hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Welcome, family. Welcome this morning. Amen. Excuse my voice this morning. But I'm here, and I thank God Almighty for keeping me and keeping everyone here today in the family that's on the line. Because so, hey, Brother Steve, we'll see how you're doing. How was your week been? Good morning and welcome, A.T. Hey, Brother Steve, God good. Bless you. How you doing this morning? How you been?
Good morning to you. I've been doing good. Thanks to the Lord. I'm doing great.
Yes,
and I thank daily. Thank him. Every day of my life, I thank him for taking care of me.
Amen. God bless you. I'm going to say good to hear your voice this morning. I thank God for you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Cousin Brian, Avia, God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We're doing good. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Glory Amen. To God. Good to hear y'all voice this morning. How you doing, Avia?
I'm doing pretty good. How y'all
Hallelujah.
Doing?
We're doing good. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Good to hear your voice this morning, you and your daughters. It is a blessing. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Ann, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? Cousin Ann? I believe it's Ann Summer. Okay. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe, Ann, what's your number? Ann, 346-888-9367? Okay. All right, then. I don't know, maybe something going on with the line. Good morning, Sister Dilla, Mama Carolyn. God bless you. How you doing this morning? How you been?
I'm doing good, and how you doing this morning? I'm doing good. I'm living. That's the best part about it. God gave me one more day.
Glory. Yes, Lord. God bless you. Amen. Good to be your voice between your mama. We thank God for you. Amen.
Thank God for you. Amen.
You got a lot going on in your background.
I'm afraid to raise the music. Let me go turn it off in the other room. I'm on the next one, so you can... Okay.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Good morning, A.T. Ruth and May and Cousin Brenda Gill. How y'all doing this morning? How you been?
Good morning, family. God bless you. God keep you. My mom and I are doing good. We're doing good. She's still this morning for a change, but we've had a good week. We thank God and praise God for it.
Amen. Glory to God. Good morning, A.T. Ruth and May. Good to know everybody's doing well.
Yes, thank you.
Is she sleep this morning or is she awake?
She's asleep.
Okay,
she's still.
All right. Well, good morning anyway. Amen. They say hallelujah anyhow. Amen. Glory to God. Good to hear you this morning. God bless you. Hallelujah. Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been?
I'm blessed. Good morning, family. And I love y'all. And I'm feeling wonderful in my body. And I hope y'all have
Amen.
A good day also. Love y'all.
Love you, too. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Dorita has been on the line with us at 6 p.m.
during the month of October, so I've been having a chance to hear her beautiful voice almost every day this month. So I thank God. I thank God for it. Amen. Welcome, welcome. Patricia Scott, I believe this is her number. Maybe not. Welcome. Okay, Aunt Eliza Jane.
Good morning, family.
Good morning, welcome. God bless you. How you doing? How you doing and how you been?
I've been good. I'm doing good this morning. I've been out to garage sale, and I had to hurry up and get back home so I could get on the prayer line. So thank God for this day, and thank him for me as well as I am. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Well, we thank God for it. Good to hear you back on the prayer line.
Yes. Something else, too. Kim asked me to tell the people on the prayer line that she would not be on here this morning because she had to go to a funeral.
Okay. Yes. We thank God for it. Amen. Thank you for letting us know. Because I'm sure we're looking for. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. Let's see if I can get Cousin Ann. Cousin Ann? Ann? They have your phone on mute, baby. We want to know how you're doing this morning. Hallelujah. Let's see. In class, are you on the line today? All right. Okay, God bless everyone. I want to make sure that we are lifting up Kim and Aunt Classy. That's Mommy on the call, and Aunt Irma and Sean Denise. Want to lift them up today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Want to lift up Cousin Connie as well and her family and household. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to thank God for their life, health, and strength this morning. And I thank God for keeping me and keeping all of us that's on the line to be able to get on the line today, pushing through the pain and the ache and everything. And today we're celebrating my daughter's birthday. She turned 17, so we thank God for another day. Amen. So it's good to hear everybody's doing good this day that the Lord has made. Our scripture this morning is going to be coming out the book of John, chapter 3, verse 18 through 21. 18 through 21, and that's the book of John, chapter 3, verse 18 through 21. Amen. I'll be coming out the King James Version this morning, book of John, chapter 3, verse 18 through 21. The Bible reads, "He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Verse 19 says, "And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." Verse 20 says, "For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed." And verse 21 reads, amen, "But he who does the truth comes to light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What the Bible is saying, our family, and how do we apply that to our lives, is that people often try to protect themselves from their fears by putting their faith in something they do or have, good works, like skill or intelligence, money, or possessions. But only God can save us from the one thing that we really need, eternal condemnation. My Lord, my God, we believe in God by recognizing the insufficiency of our own efforts to find salvation and by asking him to do his work in us. So when Jesus talks about unbelievers, he means those who reject, amen, who reject or ignore him completely, not those who have monetary doubts or momentary doubts or moments where you're wondering if, why, but the ones that do not believe completely. So as I wrap up here, many people, when we look at the scriptures, 19 to 21 here, many people don't want their lives exposed to God's light because they are afraid of what will be revealed. They don't want to be changed. They don't want, hallelujah, any type of change or anyone to see exactly what they're doing and how they're doing it. So don't be surprised when the same people are threatened by your desire to obey God and do what is right, because they are afraid that the light in you may expose some of the darkness in their lives. Rather than giving in to the discouragement, keep praying that they will come to see how much better it is to live in light than in darkness. Amen. As we come together praying for our family every Saturday, our prayer should be that all be saved, that all will come to the light, that all will come to know Christ today. God will draw them nigh unto him this day in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray that God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. And I believe that we are the doers of the word of God. Amen. God bless everyone. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition, and we're going to start with Aunt Bernstein. God bless you, Aunt Bernstein. Go ahead. Amen.
Yes, Lord. First of all, I want to tell you that Classy told me to tell you she couldn't be on the line this morning because they're working on her house today.
Okay.
And I want to thank the Lord for all my nieces that are taking care of my sisters, especially for Bonnie, who takes care of my oldest sister. And I hope that she have a long life, because my sister, she, Vera, was like a mother to us. She took care of us when my mama be gone. She take care of us. And I'm so thankful. My sister, Ruth May, who's her boy's back, and her two daughters are her feet. And I think she's coming along good. And I pray for you and your family. I just pray for the whole world. And I thank you, Lord.
Amen. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter. Father God, we come combining our faith with the faith of your daughter, oh God, your servant, oh God. And we ask, Lord, that you would continue to move in her and own, oh God. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless her and those that she loves and concerned about right now and all that she petitioned in prayer. Let it be blessed, oh God. Oh, Lord, let favor, oh God, overtake her life, oh God. The favor of you, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do, oh God, for the life of your daughter, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for keeping her, amen, keeping her in perfect peace, oh God, that you're with her, that you'll never leave her nor forsake her. We just want to say thank you, Father God, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God keep you. Ain't going to stay. We love you, and we thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, anyhow. Amen. God bless you. Well, welcome, Cousin Mike and Aunt Vera. Go ahead.
Amen. I want to thank Aunt Bernstein for saying that. That means so much to me. Thank you. God bless you for that. And just want to ask God for continuing prayer for my health and strength. This weather started changing. It started heating up on my arthritis and everything. But I'm still trying to make it. And thank God for blessing me to be able to help my mother. And I thank God for all my aunts and my children, my children, my family. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Something. Mm-hmm. Ask God for prayer. Something.
Yes.
Continue blessing you with your health and strength.
Thank God. Y'all praying for me, my health insurance.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
I've been looking forward to y'all prayer line every come on.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God, for the life, strength, and strength of your daughter, oh God. Father God, in Jesus' name, we come combining our faith with the faith of your daughter today, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will bless them with good help and strength. Amen. That you'll continue to strengthen their bodies, oh God. Restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every tissue, every bone right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we speak to arthritis and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you increase our faith to receive the miracle working power that's already on the inside. Amen. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you would continue to strengthen your daughters right now, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I ask that you bless with long life and show your salvation. Oh, Lord, bless, oh God, and with strength, oh God. Let them not be feeble. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, Lord, let our hands and knees be confirmed and strong. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we love you and we need you right now, God. Lord, move on both of them right now, God. In the mighty way, in the name of Jesus Christ, walk every room right now. Hallelujah. Cleanse out all daughters, oh God. Let your light shine upon them right now in their homes, anyone that's entering, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, let a prosper, God, to be in help, even as a soul prosper. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, you are the Son of Righteousness. Arise over your daughters right now. Arise over their life with healing in your wings. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless you all today, Father God. And we decree and declare by faith that it is so and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 God bless you both. Amen. Vera and Kevin Biden. We love you and we thank God for you.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Mama, of course, you got this, Mama. Carolyn.
I just want to let you know, Ann says she can hear y'all, hear us, but y'all can't hear her. Someone's grown the phone or something.
Okay.
My prayer today is, good morning, everybody. They can hear me. Good morning. My prayer today is the healing around in my stomach area. I don't know what it is, my stomach around, just the whole area of stomach down the sides of ribs. And healing for you, my prayers for you this morning, too, for your healing in your leg and back.
Yes, Lord, right now.
Peace in the name of Jesus. Peace in our household. Peace and love in our household. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. And I receive that right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, as we come combining our faith together this day, oh God, with your daughter, I ask in Jesus' name that you will remove every hindrance, oh God, that we have in our home, in our heart, oh God. Lord, we ask that you deliver us, oh God, right now from every sickness, every pain, discomfort, oh God, in our abdomen area, oh God, in our back, oh God, in our legs, oh God, right now. Bring strength and healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that I decree and declare deliverance this morning from every attack, every inflammation, infirmity on our body right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that, oh Lord, let us receive supernatural strength, supernatural healing right now. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We decree the fact that we're delivered from every form of the way of destruction right now. Hallelujah to your name, God. Lord, we bless our holy name, Lord, help us all. And we pray, oh God, for our family this morning, that all will come to Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, speedily. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. While we still have time, we want to thank you, Lord. We love you. We thank you for loving us first. We speak to every mountain in our life right now. We command you to be removed. Amen. Mountain of pain, sickness, aches, discomfort, viruses, inflammation, hallelujah, infirmity, affliction to our bodies. We command you to be removed right now and cast into the sea and never to return in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we declare and declare by faith that it is so and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen,
glory.
Amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory
to God. God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much. Amen. Amen. So I'm going back to you. She's on a speaker, so it may ring a little out of your ears. But we thank God. Hallelujah. We just press on in. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. And Auntie Ruth DeMay, go ahead.
Are you awake, Mother? Say good morning to your family.
Good morning.
Say it loud.
Good morning.
How you doing?
All right.
Amen.
All right. She's waking up a little bit. But I thank God for my family, and I pray that God will bless us and keep us and strengthen us. And
yes,
that
Lord.
He give us more love, increase our love, our power, our discernment,
yes,
our will. Lord, just lead us, guide us, and protect us to be about our Father's business. To God
yes,
be the glory.
Lord.
Love your family. God bless and keep
you. We love you too. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter this morning, your daughters. And Lord, I pray in Jesus' name we combine our faith this morning, oh God, that you will continue to move mighty in their lives, oh God, bringing healing, bringing deliverance, bringing peace, joy, happiness, oh God, provisions, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, it's my prayer this morning to increase them in love and patience, amen. Oh, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you continue to, oh Lord, bless those that they love and concerned about, oh God, and all that you got to petition this morning in prayer by faith, oh God. Oh, Lord, let it be thy will, oh God, that you would do it for her, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, but oh, wow, Lord, let thy will be done, amen. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask you to continue to strengthen our ancient roots in this day, oh God, that you continue to bless, oh God, with long life, good life, oh God. We pray for restoration, oh God, hallelujah, every part of our body, mind, soul, and spirit this day, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare victory over you all right now, amen, in every situation that's concerning you and that you're concerned about. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you both, Cousin Brenda Gale and A.T. Ruth DeMay. We love you and we thank God for you. Amen.
You,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Cousin Aretha Charles, God bless you. Go ahead.
My petition this morning is saying, thank you, Lord. He brought me through my procedure. And everybody on the line has done well, and I thank the Lord.
Yes.
And take care of all
yes,
our kids and our loved ones. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for you. We love you so much. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come over combining our faith with the faith of your daughter, oh God, that you will continue to move in her life, move in the life of her children and grandchildren, oh God, how making a way out of no way when it seems to be no way. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will continue to bless and strengthen her, oh God, mind, body, soul, and spirit this day, oh God, as she come believing that she shall receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, oh God, that your hand is upon upon her life, oh God, that you brought her through a procedure, oh God, this past week. We thank you for the great testimony, oh God, that when we decree a thing, amen, in this earth, because we have the power working in inside, that it shall be established in this earth. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And we love you. Also, we thank you, oh God, for the life, hope, and strength of your daughter, Dorita, oh God, that you would keep, oh God, and lead her down the path of righteousness for your name's sake. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, Cousin Dorita. We love you.
Amen.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Amen. And Eliza Jane, God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning, which I've said one time already, but Aunt Ruth May called me yesterday and told me to speak in her behalf. Call Tywanika on, tell Tywanika on the prayer line to pray for my the Scott family, because she lost her sister-in-law, and which is Sharon's and Dorita's aunt, and she wanted a special prayer for that. I guess they've been friends for years and years, so she asked me to ask you to say a special prayer for her sister-in-law's family, and she sleep this morning, so she can't even hear me say this, but maybe she'll wake up in time to hear it. So just, and pray for me also. I hear y'all talking about the knee and the hip and the back, and I guess we all have that, so I thank the Lord for the pain that he's given me. I know I got a back and a knee, and it's hurting, but I'm thankful to be as well as I am. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Amen. Father God, we come combining our faith with the faith of your daughter this day, oh God. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, amen, that you'll move mighty, oh God, bring your healing to our body, strength to our backs, oh God. Oh Lord, restoring every bone, amen. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, and that we decree and declare deliverance from every attack on our bodies right now that's trying to cause any aches and pain with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we command you to loose your hold off us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare you, Father God, to be the healer of our life, oh God, for you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. So Lord, heal right now, God. Let healing, hallelujah, spring forth speedily, oh God. Release your healing virtue into our bodies right now. And by faith, we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray for, oh God, the protection, oh God, hallelujah, of the family, of the Scott family, oh God, that you would continue to God bless and favor them. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, that you would divinely intervene on their behalf, oh God, and turn everything around for their good. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. By faith we believe, oh God, that you're already working, oh God, in that family and through that family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We love you, Father God. But I ask in Jesus' name for the protection, oh God, of your daughter's children and grandchildren, oh God, right now, God, that you will move mighty in their life, oh God, that they will all come to know Christ Jesus and be saved. And we just want to say thank you and we love you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Ain't Eliza Jane. God bless you. We love you so much, and we thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Ann, God bless you. Can you hear us? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Good morning, family.
Okay, we can hear you. Good morning. How you doing? How you been?
To silence me this morning, but God brought me through. I want to thank God for bringing me through last week. I had a bad week, but I'm on my way up this week.
Amen.
Thank God for you, Tawanika, and bless your family.
Amen.
And keep them and continue prayer for the whole world.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. We thank God for you this morning that you're able to get through. We lift you up. And Father, this morning, Father God, as we come this morning, oh God, such an agreement, oh God, combining our faith, oh God. We combine our faith this day with your daughter, oh God, and we ask in Jesus' name that you continue to bless and move, oh God, in a mighty way, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, as you petition and pray, that you will answer our prayers according to your will and purpose for our life, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you continue to strengthen her, oh God, with a supernatural strength. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray for the life, health, and strength of our children, oh God. Lord, we pray that your hedge of protection be around them and keep them. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, when you bless, oh God, bless your daughter here. When you multiply, oh God, bless her, oh God, with multiply favor. Hallelujah. And peace, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we love you. Lord, we need you all day, every day. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, Cousin Ann. We love you so much. We thank God
love
for you.
You.
Amen. Good to hear your voice back on the line this Saturday. We just thank God. I'm so grateful you all just operating in gratefulness. It's my prayer that God will heal, continue to heal my body, my back, my legs, so that I'm able to stand and to walk. I do have a performance to do today, and I'm just trusting God to be able to get me there where I can be able to at least stand. And standing is really hard for me in the walking at this point in time, dealing with some issues with sciatic, if you don't know about sciatic nerve or back issues with these discs. But I thank God for life, health, and strength. I want to continue praying for my husband, our marriage, our children, grandchildren, all that we have, that God will continue to bless and bless everyone on the line today with good health and strength and peace, that the peace of the Lord will reign in your life all the days of your life. That is my prayer this morning as we continue to pray for every family member that they will come to know Christ and that all will be saved. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And that is my prayer this morning, my petition. In Jesus' name. Oh, that God will give me the jokes that I'll be telling, I'll be doing comedy today. He'll give me the comedy that will give a message, but also they all will be filled with laughter and he will have shouts of joy this evening as God will use me to bring laughter to the people. Amen. Glory to God. Let us pray as we enter in this morning as I will cover us in prayer. Being led by the Holy Spirit, I want to pray this morning. God bless everyone as we come believing on today that God will move my mighty in our lives, removing every delay to our blessing. Amen. We decree and declare this month to be a month of breakthrough. Hallelujah. Let us stay away, Father. We thank you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come this morning, oh God. We come, oh God, with our combined faith, oh God, believing all that we pray for this day, oh God. Lord, we come, oh God, trusting you in everything, oh God, because you are our holy provider. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are our Father, oh God, that can do all things but fail. Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We come casting all our cares and burdens down this morning, oh God. And we pick up the peace that you give, oh Lord. We come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness. Just, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, for you are the power that we have a call, God. Oh Lord, we come to be made over, made new, oh God, in you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let your hands continue to be upon us, oh God, as we come humbling ourselves this morning, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we can receive from you, Lord. Oh Lord, pour into us great, oh God, wisdom and knowledge, oh God, to operate according to your will, your plan and purpose for our life, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, test the hearts and mind of your daughter who's on the line today. Your daughter running. Your daughter Bonnie and Vera, your daughter Ann, oh God, your daughter Carol, your daughter Brenda Gale, your daughter Ruth Lee, your daughter Dorita, your daughter Liza Jane right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, move on as an image, oh God. Oh Lord, fill us to overflow with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Let the fruits of your Holy Spirit, oh God, take root and manifest in us. Not like your word, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I say we put on the full armor of God right now, and we operate in it, and we're fully coming from the head, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your hedge of protection right there. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come to your holy mountain this morning, oh God. Let the blessing of Zion be upon our life and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come to Zion, Lord. Command your blessing and your life forevermore upon us, oh God. Let your presence be upon our life continually, and let your blessing be continual. Amen. We receive the blessing and favor of Zion right now by faith. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we receive the blessing and favor of Zion right now. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. There is no mountain as holy as Zion. We are standing to dwell at your holy hill. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Zion is your habitation. And we dwell and live where you are. Amen. And enjoy the blessings by faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let everlasting joy be upon our head when we come to Zion this morning. Oh, Lord, let gladness and joy overtake our lives. Let sorrow set us free away right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let us see in the height of Zion, and the goodness of the Lord shall flow over us. Let our soul be like a water garden, so that we will sorrow no more. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we thank you, oh God. We come back for more of you and less of ourselves. Amen. Oh Lord, give us you everything else can wait. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, of us. Oh, whatever you're doing in this season, oh God, we ask, oh God, don't forget about us, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, continue to bless in a mighty way. Continue to move mighty in our life, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we speak to every mountain in our lives, and we command it to be removed and cast into the sea right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of that, take the Lord rebuke thee. Let the enemy perish. Hallelujah. At your rebuke, O Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the enemy flee. Hallelujah. At your rebuke, O Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we speak to every financial mountain to be removed from our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of that, let every evil mountain hear the voice of the Lord and be removed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy to the mountain and command them to hear the voice of the Lord our God, and the word of God to be removed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, you are against every destroyed mountain. Let it be destroyed right now in the name of Jesus Christ in our life, in the life of your children right now. Let the mountains melt in your presence, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you. Lord, we repent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah right now. In the name of Jesus Christ and thus and last. We repent so then, hallelujah, that we won't perish. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ and last. Thank you, Lord, that our sins have been blotted out. Hallelujah. And times of oppression have come from your presence because we have repented. Hallelujah. And been converted. Hallelujah. According to Acts 3:19. Lord, we repent. Do not remove our left hand, oh God.
from this place. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Right now, by faith, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit because we have repented and have been baptized. Hallelujah, by the Holy Spirit of God, and we thank you, Father God. Oh, have your way right now, Holy Spirit of the living God. Have your way right now in the life of your children right now. And please come and be still. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, stir up our spirit to do your will right now. We bind and cast out any demon of slumber from our life right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We give it all over to you right now, Father God. And we declare and declare you to be the head of our life and the lifter of our head. And we just want to say thank you and we love you. Holy Spirit, have your way. We cover our mind right now in thoughts with the blood of Jesus. We cover our doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus. We overcome the devil through the blood of Jesus. We sprinkle the blood of Jesus and receive multiplied grace and peace right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're made perfect through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Amen. We have boldness to enter into the presence of God through the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. We beg the power of sin and iniquity in our lives and those in our family through the blood of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you. We receive right now the benefit of the new covenant through the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we thank you for, Lord. Oh, we bless your holy name, Father God. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Oh, Lord, have your way, oh God. Keep us as the apple of your eye, Father God, and hide us under the shadow of your wings. And those in our family right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Oh, Lord, we love you. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Lord, touch everybody right now. Let healing come. Let healing come right now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I remove from us right now all false burdens placed on us by people, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I remove all heavy burdens placed on our life by the enemy right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let your anointing break the enemy's burden from our neck. And let every yoke be destroyed right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are blessed and we can never be cut off. That all things are working together for the good of our life. For our heavenly Father has divinely intervened and turned it all around for our good. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that we're blessed when we go home and when we come back in. Amen. That we're the head and not the tail, all God and not beneath us. That we're born again. Hallelujah, children of God, of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. That we're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. That we're healed by the strength of Jesus Christ. Amen. That we're made new. Amen. That we're new creatures in Christ. Hallelujah, that our minds are renewed right now in the name of Jesus Christ by the word of God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we'll go from glory to glory to glory and wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for, Lord. Lord, we give it all over to you right now for eternity. We thank the blood of Jesus Christ for all that we prayed about, every prayer that went forward, every petition in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Father God, that you heard our prayers. And that you're already answering. Amen. Even while we're still praying, you're already answering. And we thank you for the Lord. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things fulfill. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Glory to your name, God. God bless everyone on the line this morning. God bless you. God keep you. And hallelujah. We give God some praise and say, we open up our mouth and just thank God right now. Right where you are. Just thank God. Hallelujah. That he's already moving. He's already working. He's already done the work. Amen. All we have to do is have faith and walk in it. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that we walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. You got to see it till you see it. Amen. You got to see it till you see it. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Father. Glory to your name, God. At this time, I'll call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen. Hey, Bernstein, go ahead.
Glory, hallelujah. I pray that the Lord add many years unto your life, Dominique.
Amen. I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. God bless you, Jane Bernstein. I love you so much, and we all love you. Amen. I receive it. I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Adrian, who's next?
I just want God to continue blessing you to you are being a blessing in our lives, and I thank God for you. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Glory. Amen. God bless you both. We love you all so much. God bless you. God keep you. Carolyn, Mama, go ahead.
Good morning, and I say amen, and thank you for praying for us. Amen.
Glory to
God.
Amen.
I love you.
I love you too, Mama.
Amen.
Amen. I love you. We love you, Mama. I thank God for you. Amen. Glory to the Most High God. Hallelujah. Cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth, to make God bless you. Go ahead.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his
yes,
face shine on you and be gracious to you. The truth that
yes,
all...
Lord, I'm to you.
All is in divine order, and all is well. We love
Amen.
You. We thank God for you. God keep
yes,
you,
Lord.
Lead you, protect you. We thank God so much for you. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
All is well.
Glory
to
God. Amen. All is well. Glory to God. Amen. And then Auntie Ruth may awake and just in and out of sleep.
Amen.
God bless you, Auntie Ruth. We love you both. And Cousin Ben McGee, I receive the prayer. I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For it shall be unto me. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Did you say something? I'm sorry. Amen.
All right. All right.
Amen. Was Auntie Ruth today speaking?
Yeah. I'm going to get her up in a little bit.
Okay, okay. God bless.
Did you say amen?
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And there we go. Ain't a lot of things. Go ahead.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. I think Aretha had to get offline. I don't see her on anymore. So, Cousin Ann, God bless you. Go ahead.
Thank God for you, Tawanika. I want to ask God to continue to bless you and
yes, Lord.
Everything you're going through shall be.
Yes, Lord. I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let it be unto me, O God. Amen. God bless you, Cousin Ann. I love you. We love you. And we thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God. One more time, we thank God for life, health, and strength this morning. God has kept us. It's my prayer that God will continue to keep us in a mighty way and continue to bless us, that we receive continued blessings. And my Heavenly Father, favor be upon our lives and our children and our family and all that we love and concerned about. So again, I thank God for everyone. You all have a blessed day in the Lord. Amen. So, at this time, I release the pastor's blessing and remember to keep our family members in prayer and lifted throughout the week. Amen. Know that I am praying for you daily. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May God, your Father, go before you and give to you richly and abundantly according to your obedience to his, hallelujah, his financial principles. May you become the envy of the world because of the abundance God gives you, for you are his child. We are his children. Amen. The royal blood of heaven is flowing in your veins. You are somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Lift your head and square your shoulders. You are a part of the eternal kingdom of God, and your tomorrows are filled with joy because of the power and majesty of God our Father. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray that we come together, that we're saved. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. Again, remember, the devil is defeated and Jesus is Lord. Everyone have a blessed day. We love you. Hallelujah.
Love you.
Love you.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say,
give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look dumb with a passion. Can't get you when it